And that's turned around, have we waved or a smile at our mummy or a daddy or a granny or a granda? So you can do that quickly now if you want to. Because I know there are mummies and daddies and grandas who've been doing this sort of bit down the congregation. But there you are. So that's great. It's lovely to see everybody here. Tell me this. Anybody ever been on a picnic? Have you ever been for a picnic? Been to a picnic? Lots of... See, none of the grown-ups have ever been for a picnic. See that? See, oh, one or two. What do you like to take with you to eat on a picnic? What do you like to take? Sandwiches. What sort of sandwiches do you like to take? Ham sandwich. What about anybody else, Judge? What do you take in a picnic? You want to think about it? A drink? And what would you like to drink? Hot chocolate. Ooh, hot chocolate and ham sandwich. This is coming on. What else have we got? Who else? Jelly. Oh, hot chocolate, ham sandwich, and jelly. This is
orange juice.
Orange juice. Great. So we've orange juice, hot chocolate, ham sandwich, jelly, and another drink. Got to be lots of things to drink here. We've got Rory. Another drink. Right, okay. Grace. Fruit, well done. Yeah, so we've got lots and lots of things to drink. We've got a ham sandwich, got jelly, we've got fruit. What else? What would you bring in a picnic? Hot chocolate as well. Anybody else? Somebody new. Crisps, okay, we'd glad to have some crisps. Chocolate? Yeah. Oh, we want biscuits. Yeah, biscuits. Can you remember? What are all the things? Can you remember them? We've got lots of things to drink. We've got ice cream. This is going to be some picnic. Hot chocolate, more hot chocolate. We've got lots of things to drink. We've got ice cream. We've got jelly. We've got biscuits. We've got chocolate. We've got crisps. We've got fruit. Ham sandwich. I forgot the ham sandwich. It's quite the healthy bit. Yeah. There. Well, we'll bring Jesus in the picnic. We will, indeed. So, can you imagine, what size of a picnic would you have to have if you were taking everybody from here for your picnic? If everybody in church this morning was going on your picnic, how many ham sandwiches would you need? 100. You might need 100. You might need more than 100. You'll bring 100 sandwiches with you, will you? Great. Good girl, Isabel. 40. We'd need lots and lots of sandwiches. We would have to have a great big box. 45? Oh, that's 49, beg your pardon. You'd have to have a huge big box, wouldn't you, to carry all these sandwiches? And can you imagine all the hot chocolate and all the jelly and all the ice cream and all the crisps to feed all this lot? Because some of them look very hungry. Some of them might eat more than one ham sandwich, I think. They would eat lots and lots. Trying to feed everybody, that would be a big job, wouldn't it? Would you like to carry a picnic to feed everybody?
Yes,
you would. It would be very big, wouldn't it? You'd have to be very strong to carry that. The Bible story, I could do it. That was very kind to me. That would be very kind. You would let me carry that big picnic, would you? In a suitcase. You could. You could put it all in a suitcase and wheel it behind. We'll talk later on about how you might transport a big picnic, but that's grand. Yeah, you put it all in a suitcase, you take it with you, a huge amount, but it would take a lot of work to feed everybody in here. The little Bible story that Alex read for us was about, now I think there may be 200 or 250 people here. It was about 5,000 men and then women and children. So there were lots and lots and lots of people. And they were all gathered. And as they were all listening to Jesus teaching them, somebody heard a rumbling noise. And do you know what the rumbling noise was? Tummies. People were starting to get hungry. And the disciples said to Jesus, listen to their tummies rumbling. Maybe you'd better send them away. Send them out and they can go and get some food. And Jesus said, no, don't send them away. You give them food. And they looked around and they thought, how are we going to feed everybody here? How are we going to feed everybody? Look at this big crowd. How on earth could we feed everybody here? It would cost us a lot of money. And Jesus said, find out what you've got. Find out if somebody's got a picnic. And do you remember what they found? What did they find? Holly. Yeah, they found fish and loaves. They found two little fish and five little loaves. And they must have thought, oh dear, how are we going to feed everybody? How are we going to feed everybody with two little fish and five little loaves? And they gave them to Jesus. And Jesus said, thank you to God. And Jesus blessed them. And you know what? Everybody had plenty to eat. And not only did everybody have plenty to eat, there was lots left over at the end. Lots and lots left over at the end. So it didn't look like very much. Two little fish, five little loaves, and yet Jesus fed this huge crowd with them. Isn't that an amazing thing? Sometimes you and I, whether we're wee or whether we're a little bit bigger and a bit older, we think, there's not very much I can do for God. There's not very much I can do to help other people to know God. And we think, not much I can do. Here's the lesson from this story. When we ask Jesus and when we give Jesus all that we have, he makes a difference. So it may not have looked like much to have two little fish and five little bits of bread, but when Jesus took them, he fed everyone. We may look at ourselves and think, there's not much I can do, but when we give ourselves to Jesus, he can do amazing things through us. Jesus is the one who makes the difference in your life and my life. And it doesn't matter whether you're young or whether you're old, whether you're big or whether you're small, Jesus makes a difference in your life. That's what they discovered that day on that mountain when Jesus fed everybody. The little bit that they had, Jesus took it and did wonderful things. The little bit that you and I can do for God, when we give it to Jesus, when we ask Jesus into our lives, he can do amazing things. So I want you to think for a moment. Whether we're in the GB or BB, whether you're here as family, whether you're here as members of our church here, I want you to think for a moment. What are the times when you think, there's not much I can do? There's not much I can do to help people love Jesus. There's not much I can do to help people are going through difficult times. There's not much I can do to show people how much God loves them. Every time you think there's not much I can do, remember those two little fish, those five little bits of bread. Jesus takes them and makes a difference. Whenever you and I think there's not much I can do, let's give ourselves to Jesus. And when he works in us, we can do great things for him. So remember the story. Enjoy your picnics every time you have a picnic. But remember that those little things that we give to Jesus make a big difference. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you that you love us and you never stop loving us. Help us today not only to know your love for us, but help us, we pray, to love you. Lord, whenever we think there's not much we can do to show your love, to share your love, help us then to trust you and to do what we can for you. Lord, again, we thank you for our Girls Brigade, our Boys Brigade companies. We pray that you would continue to bless and to use them. And may your kingdom grow in this area through the work not only of our Girls Brigade and Boys Brigade, but every time your people ask you to make a difference, may your kingdom grow. And this we ask in your name. Amen.